Now, from at 16 past six, from Devon Funds Management, Slade Robertson, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So talk to me about this record run. We were talking a couple of moments ago and whether Trump getting impeached is going to see the whole world come to a great big grinding halt. But for now, there's a lot of movement, isn't there?
Yeah, look, there really is. And it was interesting listening to your review of the world in 90 seconds. There's just so much going on at the moment around the world. And what's, I think, concerning for a lot of people that listen to it is that a lot of the news isn't great. And, you know, whether it be the politics in Australia, the US, you know, what's going on in the UK and Italy, trade wars, you know, we seem to have emerging markets, Venezuela and Turkey, seemingly on the verge of collapse almost every day. And I think a lot of people that listen to that news would also therefore assume that that markets, which are often a very useful barometer of global health, are also failing. But the reality is quite different to this. And you know, even though we talk to the market numbers each day on your show, I thought it would be quite useful just to add some context to them this morning, given that some quite important milestones have recently been reached, especially so up in the US. So the S&P 500 index, which is often considered as being the best representation of stocks in that market, has just moved into record territory. Now, it's not quite at its highest level that we've ever seen, albeit we are close to that. But as of Wednesday night, we are now in the midst of the longest bull market that we've ever seen. Mm. So I think, you know, this is quite incredible. So the definitions around what is a bull market are a little sort of mixed, but a loose consensus has it that that bull markets are rallies that go on beyond 20% and are ones which are never interrupted by a 20% fall. And so here we are today. So we're 3,454 days subsequent to the low that the S&P hit back in the afternoon of March 6, 2009. And you know, I remember that day quite clearly. It was at the very ominous level of 666. But when I think back to those days, Mike, it's you know, it was obviously very tough for a lot of people across the system, but it was acutely so in financial markets. And I remember then, myself included, that very few investors, you know, ever imagined that we were on the cusp of what would become the longest bull market in history.
Amazing,
but I think it is incredible. And it's you know, what's also interesting is that, you know, that where we currently sit in terms of other bits of news going on. So, you know, I think when commentators look at, you know, what could be the one issue that disrupts markets from this point, it's typically interest rates that comes to the that comes to mind. And and this is a topic which will be at the forefront of a lot of press coverage over the weekend. So we currently have the annual symposium going on at Jackson Hole. So this this kicks off. It brings together a lot of central bankers from around the world, finance ministers, a lot of other major financial players. They meet, they discuss the world, and they try and identify, you know, where things are going. Tonight we have Jerome Powell who's speaking. So he's the federal governor of the Federal Reserve in the US. And look, he's a guy who's copped a lot of flack recently from Donald Trump around Trump's interpretation that his management of monetary policy isn't up to scratch. But a lot of people will be listening to what he says tonight. He's likely to talk about how he sees the US economy, how he sees the rest of the world. But even more importantly, he's likely to talk a bit about the you know, what he sees as being the appropriate framework for policy going forward, not just for the US Federal Reserve, but for global central banks in terms of keeping interest rates at levels which will continue to support us in the cycle that we're in.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing what he's got to say. F&P Healthcare, there's a great story, eh? Great domestic story.
Yeah, look, it's an awesome business, and they came out yesterday with some comments at their annual shareholders meeting. And look, a lot of listeners will be well aware that the currency in New Zealand has been weak in recent times, and we see evidence of that every time we go and buy imports or we fill the car up at the gas station. But you know, with every coin there are two sides, and certainly it's come up heads for Fisher & Paykel. They generate about 99% of their revenue from offshore and are a great beneficiary of this declining Kiwi dollar. Their shares jumped 3% yesterday after comments that their operating revenue for the year is likely to be just over $1 billion. Net profit after tax at 210, which is a lift ahead of previous given guidance and about 10% ahead of last year. So this is, yeah, it's good news for that business.
Good on them. What are the numbers?
So tonight, Mike, this morning we have the Dow Jones down 83 points at 25651. We have the S&P, which is down 0.11% at 2858. The Nasdaq's trading a little stronger at 7892. In the UK, the FTSE is now trading at 7563. In Japan yesterday, the market closed at 2241, which was up 0.22%. In Shanghai, the market closed at 2724, up 10 points. In Australia, we had, again, just slight weakness, down 21 points to 6244. In New Zealand, the market was also weak, down by 0.25% at 4123. Looking at the currency markets, the Kiwi dollar trading at 0.6638, the Kiwi Aussie at 0.9155, the Kiwi Euro at 0.5754, and the Kiwi Sterling 0.5182, and the Kiwi Yen just trading down slightly at 73.83. And in the commodity markets, we have gold, which is down $9 to $11.94, and Brent crude essentially flat at $74.65.
Awesome work, mate. I've appreciated the company over the past week very much. Well done. Slade Robertson out of Devon Funds Management for this Friday morning.